Cassius, Dowd Lincoln. I'd like to call the Fifth Osage Nation Congress to order. We're in our third special session. Today is December 2nd, 2016. The time is 10:12 a.m. We are on day five. Congressman Mason.
Thank you. Ndatsi Wakanda. Wakanda is here. I want to come. Almighty Father God, we come this morning and we say thank you again for the privileges of life that you have given us this day. The privilege of a breath of life this morning. A privilege to sit here as decision makers, Almighty Father God. We ask for your divine guidance to take us through this morning, Almighty Father, and through this day. As we are here to make decisions, Almighty Father, to discuss, to agree and to disagree. Just be with us, Almighty Father. To keep us civil and to keep us with open minds and open hearts for our people. As we get into this season, Almighty Father, many things have been brought to your attention. We petition you to look with favor upon those that are homeless, those that are incarcerated, those that are in need, those that are in grief, Almighty Father, at this time, those that are ill and those that are without food. And we ask that you be with them, Almighty Father. And if it is to be that we as a Congress can assist, well, allow us to make those decisions to go that direction, Almighty Father. So we want to be able to take care of our people, Almighty Father, those that work for us and those that receive our services. And wherever the money comes from, Almighty Father, we ask for an abundance of that so that we may be able to utilize that for the goodness of our people. For the betterment of our people, as we do not want any of our people to be hungry or to be lonely or to be without services, Almighty Father. We want to keep our people healthy. We ask your blessings upon us, Almighty Father, as you have blessed our ancestors. Continue to guide us, Almighty Father, in the things that we do throughout this day. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bumplehead.
Present.
Edward, present. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Morris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Back here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay. We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for December 1st. Congressman Supernaw?
On page 3.
Jordan Clark. I'm not a fan. $7.
Yeah, split, thank you. Congressman Maker.
I noticed on page 4 where it stated that Congressman Maker was absent. It says Congressman Maker as absent.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Gardner. I want you to clear that with that. Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the journal as amended. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Two abstentions, Congressman Norris and Congressman Mason. Thank you. The journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Congressman Shaw.
Before we get to that, Madam Speaker, if I may, I would like to make a motion to place ONCR 1708, an act to revise the 2017 projected revenue on this special sessions proclamation and to place it on first reading on today's agenda.
Congresswoman Evans?
I'd like to amend that motion to place it on general order day one on today's agenda.
Second. Motion's made and seconded. Congresswoman Buffalo Head?
Congressman Shaw repeat his motion.
I'll withdraw and restate. I'd like to make a motion to place ONCR 1708, which is an act to revise the FY 2017 projected revenue on the proclamation for this agenda and to place it on general order day one.
1708?
ONCR
CR.
1708.
He said A.
Sorry.
He said A, and that's the A. Marine Corps detachment.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to, okay. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. And now on. Okay. Any other select committees to report? Congresswoman Edwards? Oh,
Oxford.
Excuse me. Actually.
Sorry.
Madam Speaker, thank you for allowing me this time here to represent the Appropriations Committee and to offer our report. We convened this morning and one of our agenda items was to discuss the revised FY 2017 projected revenue, which is contained within ONCR 1708, which my colleague just voted to place on the special session proclamation. It had not been assigned just yet, but we did review the information contained therein, including the figures and the line items. And my report is there was a unanimous approval for all information contained in ONCR 1708. So this is not a report on the bill. This is simply a report to my colleagues on the Congress that my committee reviewed the information and it was unanimous approval from all six members of the Appropriations Committee, which would include Shaw, Whitehorn, Tillman, Norris, Maker, Pratt. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Rules and Ethics Committee met on
standing committees. Any standing committees to report? Hearing none. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Is there any bills or resolutions to introduce? Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I wanted a point of order.
We're backing up to standing committees.
I do have standing committee report.
I have standing
committee. Oh, okay, sorry. Alice has standing committee report. mine is slightly different.
The Government Ops Committee met regarding Bill Number ONCA 1704, an act to amend ONCA 1691 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Division of Executive Administration in the amount of $172,637.44,000 specifically for the election office cost of a special election ordered by the Osage Nation Congress and remainder in federal grant funds, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was myself, Presiding Officer Maria Whitehorn. Final committee action, do pass as a committee substitute with amendments from Buffalo Head, Whitehorn, Supernaw, Tillman, and Walker. One, we don't show one absent, but we did have one absent, Norris.
Thank you. Are there any other standing committees to report? Introductions of bills and resolutions. Does anyone have any bills or resolutions to introduce? Okay. Seeing none, we are now on bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning. Good morning, members of Congress, those in attendance and listening. Reading in Bill Number ONCA 1715, an act to amend ONCA 1690 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Land, Commerce, and Agriculture Division in the amount of $516,990 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Point of
order. Councilwoman Edwards.
The law of special sessions states that the information required to support and draft legislation and legislate items on the call shall be filed with the Clerk of Congress at least 5 business days before the first day of the session. I'm just surprised that information is getting read in on the 5th day of the special session, and my question is, was that information filed 5 days prior to the beginning of the session and we're just now getting the legislation out? Because based on what I see, that legislation was filed in yesterday. And the whole idea of the requirements in this law are so that everything gets ready and put together prior to the session so that when we show up, we're ready to legislate. So my question is, to the sponsor is, did you comply with that section? It's section 2B. And maybe there's something, maybe there's a reason, but did you file the information 5 days prior to the session? Section 3 says the Speaker may strike any matter from the proclamation that does not comply with this act.
Congressman Walker, the question was posed to you. If you care to answer it, otherwise I'm going to ask legal counsel to come up and discuss this matter.
I'll make a brief response. I believe so. The Land, Commerce, and Agriculture was on the call. Whether or not all of the information was submitted 5 days prior, I'm not certain of that. If that's the case, and I think we may be, I think that would apply as well to more than one or two other bills, Congresswoman. But we're good about picking and choosing around here.
Continue, Congresswoman Edwards.
No, I'm not trying to pick and choose. I've been confused by this special session from the beginning. This is a congressional special session. And the ideals and the whole reason for a special session and to have this law is so that we can be prepared when the session starts, to come in and know what we're here to legislate. We've already had two instances that I know of, one pointed out by Congressman Supranaw and the other recognized by Congresswoman Bufflehead, that there's stuff that's being considered in committee that's not even on the call, not on the proclamation. And one of the reasons for that, I think, is because the legislation wasn't filed far enough in advance so we could all see, okay, this is what we're doing, and this is how we're going to proceed. Because when you read the session law, you'll see, for example, that when the legislation is filed, the body can decide, hey, we know what this is all about. We don't need to go to committee on this. We can put this directly on the floor. And it talks about that. And it says that you should file your legislation far enough in advance so the body can see. What we have here now is a situation where we're in day five of a 10-day session. If we progressed to 10 days with information that's getting filed today, it may or may not get out of committee in the normal course of action, because theoretically you're supposed to give 48 hours notice before you even go to committee. Secondly, you might or might not get to vote on it in 10 days. Third, you definitely won't have a veto override. So we've backed ourselves up to the point that you're going to have another special session and start all over if you want to have an opportunity to get this legislation passed. The reason for this law is so that you, and you guys, we've done special sessions before, well differently from this one, is we get the legislation, and this is our special session. Our legislation is ready to go when we get here. And we know, hey, we can move this through. We need to talk about this one. Here, you've had your support documentation all given to you. We can do this, and we can get it done in 10 days. I'm calling committee meetings Monday, because I got legislation given to my committee in the middle of the week this last week, and I couldn't meet the time requirements. So I'm very concerned that we are not even attempting to follow the law with respect to special session legislation. So that's why I'm bringing it up.
Okay. Done some review briefly, but it does state that the support documentation is my understanding that the support documentation came in on November 16th. Congresswoman Bufflehead, do you have something to add before I go ahead and, per the clerk, the support documentation came in November 16th?
Yeah, just that I agree with Congressman Walker. Just seems to me like what I've seen this session is members say, well, we'll add this, but we won't add this. And we'll add this, but we won't add this. I don't think that's professional. I think that's a slap in the face to colleagues who may have some things that they want to put into committee and have the people that have been elected to vote on. And there may have been some things, and I said this a couple of days ago, that I necessarily may have voted no on, but I didn't vote no for it to be added to the proclamation. I voted yes because I think that that's proper and professional. But what I'm seeing is depending on who submitted it, what it's about, if you don't agree with it, then we're going to keep it out, and we're not going to allow it to be on the floor. I don't agree with that way of thinking at all. I think it's unprofessional, and it just seems like what we're doing is certain people and certain pieces of legislation, if you don't like it, then we're going to raise a stink about it. And we've allowed numerous other things to be added to this proclamation at the last minute. This is our special session, and if you ask me, a lot of members didn't have their ducks in a row when it came to the proclamation. Here we are, and we're here, and we should plan for a 10-day special session.
Okay, Mr. Gill, could you please approach? I'm sure that there are some of the members who would like to hear whether this was in order by what was presented to the clerk, and then we'll just go for a vote from there.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. From the documentation that the clerk has, yes, it was filed in advance of the session. So let's see, the 16th would have been plenty of time in advance of the session. I'm not sure which version of the law you were looking at.
So can I ask a question? Can anyone tell me why?
Mr. Gill has the floor, Madam Speaker.
He does. Continue, please.
All I can say is, if an item is, the law doesn't say that it has to be removed from the proclamation. If the item is still on the proclamation at the time it's filed by a member of Congress, I don't see in this law where it would be kept out on the technicality of support documentation.
Okay, thank you. All right, I would like to...
I just have a question.
Can you please make it very brief?
I will.
Don't drag it out.
Is there a reason why this couldn't have been filed on the first day so we could have a full process and we could actually utilize the part of the law that says that the members can move a law to general order if they want to prior to the session? All legislation that complies with this act must be voted on by the entire Congress. All congressional rules for processing legislation by placing same on general order rather than the speaker assigning same to a committee may be called for prior to the session. Should the Congress present the necessary signatures to place a piece of legislation on general order, it shall automatically be placed on general order day two for amendment on the first day of session. So if we had the legislation filed prior to session, then we could do that. And I'm thinking, is there a reason why this is not being read in or put on first reading until day five of the special session? If you tell me we didn't get around to drafting it, I'll be satisfied with that.
I can tell you what I know. I believe there was some negotiation going on between the executive branch and the sponsor over what would and would not be included in the bill, and they finally came to an agreement and it was drafted and filed.
Okay, thank you. All right, we will now, I guess everyone understands the motion. Actually, I would like the clerk to repeat it, please, for everyone, and then we'll take a vote.
There is no motion.
Thank you. For a motion.
Oh, that was just a point of order.
But can I have another point of order, please? If this is assigned today to a committee, you signed it to GovOps?
I'm going to.
And there's 48 hours notice, which would put it into Tuesday.
Monday.
Saturday, okay, Monday. The agenda, as I understand it, is pulled for Monday. Maybe it's not. Then that puts it reported out earliest on Tuesday.
Congresswoman Edwards,
I'm
where
just
are you
saying,
going with this?
You can't even, you
here's
can't
the sponsor,
even get,
and here's
you
the...
You can't even get to the point of voting
okay.
on it.
I'm
going to
call
session.
On Congresswoman Buffalo Head now. She's the...
I can add it to the call today. We only have one piece of legislation on the call or on the agenda for today. We can add it to the agenda today. Can we? Can we not?
Already passed it out.
No. No. So Congressman Walker would have both pieces of legislation on the GovOps agenda today. Monday, I only have one piece of legislation on the agenda because it's quite controversial. It would be the merit and the amendments to your merit bill. So I scheduled a meeting from 5 to 7 so that employees could show up, and I would suspect, after all the controversy that we've all heard from all the employees, that it's going to take 2 hours. So I didn't put anything else on the agenda. I know I've gotten criticism. Why do you only have one piece of legislation on your government ops agenda? Well, it's pretty controversial. I would imagine it's going to take 2 hours. So I'm happy to place this piece of legislation on today's agenda for GovOps.
Thank you, Congresswoman. I was going to do that.
So we have,
there's also
an hour notice there, to get
Congresswoman
ready.
Congresswoman Edwards, you do not have the floor.
Okay.
Talk it, some. I believe, according to the schedule, I think that there's also, I'm just telling you that as the GovOps chair, for I believe there might be an opening in the day as well, or that you could put some time in there, because I know that you're getting stacked up with some things, so. Okay. Congresswoman Whitmore.
That's my understanding that the people are already put on notice to come to today's GovOps meeting. Is that true?
No, I didn't know that I was, I didn't know that he was.
She told me she was coming to the meeting.
Filing this today, and I can tell you, in all honesty, I didn't know it was coming to GovOps until Shannon told me 10 minutes ago. So I'll answer you from my perspective, no.
That was more towards the sponsor because she told me she was going to be at a meeting today.
Congresswoman Walker.
Captain Chaos is running rampant right now. Now, yes.
Chief Chaos or Captain?
I was going to ask Congresswoman Buffalo Head after this meeting, assuming it was going to get assigned to GovOps, if she would add it to her agenda, knowing it was there was only one other piece of legislation on today's agenda. I did inform Ms. Curry this morning by text message that I intended to do that, so be prepared to be there if that were to happen. And if it was going to happen, I was going to inform her. So yes. Is that so bad? And you're acting like Congresswoman Edwards with your hand up over there. Again, I wish we all had allotted just a certain amount of words to say. But you're acting like we don't go into session. We have one-day sessions all the time and process 2 and 3 and 4 pieces of legislation. So you're acting like, oh, this is completely out of the norm. It's not.
Yes. Okay, Congressman, you, with everything going on, you did just read that in because we honestly cannot recall. You just read it, correct?
Yes.
So now I'm going to assign it. We honestly couldn't remember. We're like, did he read that? So now it is assigned to the GovOps committee. Okay. We are now on general order day one. General order day one.
Yeah, can I ask a question since this is going to be on an agenda today and I'm not really even familiar with what the legislation is?
So that's what will be on the agenda.
Apparently this ONCA 1715 is going to be on an agenda today at a meeting that I can't attend. Can I at least ask a question about the legislation?
Can you ask the sponsor once we get through this? I mean, I think you'll have time to ask him. So
no other person, no member of the public even has notice. So I was asking to get an answer so the public will at least know too. Is this?
It'll be placed on the agenda. It'll be placed on the agenda. We're on general order day one. ONCR 1708. Congressman Shaw.
Day two. Day two. Point of order.
Yes.
Is it day one or day two?
We have it on day one. He had asked for day one.
There was a motion at one point, but it didn't. He restated.
Okay, sorry.
I thought it was day two also.
Madam Speaker, thank you for calling on me and allowing me this time. I'm reading in ONCR 1708 for the first time. It was placed in the proclamation just a short time ago. It's a resolution to approve a revised fiscal year 2017 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. As you know, it was approved, the information on it was approved by a unanimous 6-member vote of the Appropriation Committee earlier today. Members of that committee have one representative from each of the major committees of jurisdiction within our structure. And at this time, I'd like to make a motion, if there are no amendments, to advance it to third reading after following engrossment on today's agenda.
Second.
By suspension of the rules.
Okay. Motion's to place it on third reading on today's agenda. Seconded. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Thank you. We are now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1708, an act to amend 16119 to provide a supplemental appropriation for cultural donations to the Marine Corps detachment in the amount of $10,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? I don't know why I keep looking at you, Congressman Shaw.
Madam Speaker, it appears there are no amendments to be proposed, and I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and modify the agenda to advance ONCA 1708 to third reading following engrossment on today's agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion's made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We're now on general order day three, where amendments are voted on in the order they are received. ONCA 1707, an act to amend ONCA, Congressman Shaw.
Madam Speaker, I'd like to ask the indulgence of the Congress. I'd like to make a motion to request that ONCA 1707 be referred back to committee for further consideration.
Second.
Okay. Discussion, Congressman Evers?
Well, based on what I heard from the Appropriations Committee today and in furtherance of hearing about funding versus requests, there's now another $500,000 request that was put on the call or put on the agenda today. So, and I've heard that you have, the committee's recommended that direct assistance be prioritized. I am in favor of this so that we can, that committee can sort through these bills and tell us, if they can, where the direct assistance is in these bills. And the amount, because there's not enough money, based on what I've heard, without getting into one of these funds to fund the requests. Meaning, get into the permanent fund, get into the retained revenue fund, or get into some fund, because the money in the general treasury is not sufficient. Am I saying that right? Yes?
Congressman Shaw?
At the time I report, I believe it was 2 days ago, that at the time there were approximately 1.5 million in tribal requests in legislation as filed then, and we had 1.2 million in available revenue in the general fund for appropriation.
So I am in favor of this so that we can hear what amount is actually direct assistance requests versus government operations.
Congressman Walker?
I did discuss with Congressman Shaw earlier about setting a meeting for Monday at 8:30 to discuss this, if it were to pass as is. And the bill referenced by Congresswoman Edwards, again, the majority of that's federal funds. There are some tribal funds, but it would be reasonable for the committee to consider amending that out.
Thank you, Congressman Shaw.
The committee wishes to consider possibly adding or modifying the amendments that are there now. Don't know that that will happen. It's possible it will come back out of committee exactly. And my understanding is the amendments go with it that have already been proposed. It could potentially come out the same way it went in, the same way it stands right now in order day three. But with this other consideration that I've discovered and shared with other members of the Health Committee, we feel like we need time to fully consider it before even thinking of trying to add it as a further amendment. So that's the purpose of the request.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, that will go back to the Health and Wellness Committee. All right, we are now, we're at a point where we need to recess.
Move to recess for the purposes of engrossment.
Second.
Do we know about how long, Congressman Walker?
I'm just curious. Congressman Shaw, or I mean, Supernaw has a Commerce and Economic Development Committee meeting immediately following session. Are we gonna?
Is that until 12?
Yeah, we have three. We're gonna try to get through three bills.
And then there's a 1 o'clock, right? Okay, yeah. Well, it's placed on. Okay, all right. Can we recess to the call of the chair, please?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Without objection, I asked for a time or.
I thought I already had a motion on the floor.
We're adjourned, or we are in recess.
Yeah.